Welcome everybody to episode 8 of the Real Mentors Podcast. Not quite excited to be here, and I'll get to that in a minute, but I am happy to be here, to be perfectly honest with you guys. And it's been a rough week, but I'm here to talk a little movies, talk a little TV, have some fun along the way with my two esteemed co-hosts. Coming to you live from the girlslife.com studios. I got it right again, Mike. Two weeks in a row. Very proud of that. So first to my right, we got, I'm going to switch gears here. I don't know if Mike's been going first, but our technical producer still continues to do a really good job producing the show and managing the websites and Facebook and whatnot. It's always appreciative. And of course, he heads our crack research team as always. The Spaniard himself, the real correspondent, Mr. George Ripple. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Everybody, what's up?
That was kind of weird.
Do you have to say either way twice?
Yeah, I know, right? It's like two, say George two times.
I figured I would change it up a little bit. Every time I bring it deeper, you're like, bro, that voice, bro.
So, okay, we're changing back.
Like the Hispanic Barry White.
Come on then.
So far, this show's not helping my mood. So, to my left, I'm just joking. We got, of course, the man beast himself, Mike Rose, whose name alone makes women's knees weak.
Right.
It's my story anyway.
Stick with it.
It works for me.
I wanted to, to give my usual, plugs out there, with the Blogosaurus Rex. Blogosaurus Rex, trying to live up to it. I wanted to thank our listeners.
I know. I like it, though. I got to admit.
I got to thank, first of all the people that are listening to us, on all kinds of, needs out there, on TuneIn, iTunes, people on our Facebook page, the Real Mentors, on Pocket Cast, on Stitcher, where you can find us. Also, I wanted to plug one of my friends. He's from the Everything Podcast, Lou from the BX. He gave us a shout out on his podcast the other day. So I kind of wanted to thank him and give a shout out back. Lou from the BX and the Everything Podcast, you can catch it where we find ourselves. Also, Kevin McLeod for, letting us use his theme music for us. And iTunes for putting us in a new and noteworthy section.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, we are almost at 400, downloads, on our podcast. So, if you like us, if we're good, if we're bad, if you don't like the way, leave us a review. Let us know. We can always build upon it. And do all that thing that we all usually do so well. So I'm going to show it back to you.
We're going to talk a little Oscars in a minute. Obviously, the Razzie Awards, which George is going to head for us here. Little pop culture stuff, little TV, as we always do. But before we get to all that, like I said, I'm a little bit under the weather, so you might hear me coughing, so my apologies for that. Not my fault, but I'm sorry anyway. I'm extremely exhausted. I did some stupid Battle Frog race and I hurt my calf and I'm bruised up all over the place. But I'm here because the show must go on as always. But besides all that, if that wasn't enough, it's been a real crappy week on a personal level. I don't get into details with that, but work and women and just other personal things. It's been a real crappy week. So I'm not in the best of moods. I'm hoping this show kind of brings me up, lift my spirits even for a second. So I'm going to ask my two co-hosts to bear with me for a little bit because I have to go on a rant here. Unleash a little frustration somehow. I'm related to movies because now I don't really want to rant about this, but it came up recently. There's a lot more things I can rant about, but what the hell? I want to keep this light and fun.
Do it.
So maybe help me feel better. Maybe not. And I'll get you guys feedback after the fact. So after episode, we had the rom-com episode last week.
Yes, sir.
Episode 7, which is available on iTunes.
Nice.
Excuse me. George will read the list at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, right.
Oh God, let's not start that again. So, talking to a female friend of mine, using the term loosely, I guess, I don't know. Relations, I guess. Either way, she caught the show. She liked it, and she was talking about a couple of movies that she brought up that we didn't mention. I was like, whatever, who cares, And for some reason, she was a little bit upset, bothered, whatever, that we didn't talk about Titanic.
Okay.
So I'm like, well,
did you tell her that's a dude's show?
Well, number one, yes. But number two, Titanic is not really a rom-com, so it doesn't qualify to be on the list. It's a romantic flick. I get it, whatever. Now, James Cameron's weakest movies, it wasn't bad, don't get me wrong, whatever. Oscar winning, all that. I know George, you're a big fan of that flick. I like it too, I'm not going to lie.
It's not a weak movie.
No, it's not a bad movie.
It won 11 Academy Awards?
No, it's not a bad, just for me, James Cameron, I think of James Cameron, Aliens, Terminator, all that. Either way, no one get into
did
that.
Did I ever tell you guys how I saw that movie? I was in Mexico. I was in Monterrey, Mexico.
Okay.
And we saw it. The movie was in Spanish. It was overdubbed in Spanish.
Interesting.
We went there, and the movie's 3 hours long. The Mexicans just stopped the movie at like the 2 hour point. Just like turned the movie off and you know, put Intermission. And then everybody like went and got popcorn and everything, and they just, once everybody got back, they like flashed the lights and everybody went and sat back down and they started the movie again.
Nice.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, they don't do that most. Karen Tarantino does that. But either way, not to get too off topic. So either way, I'm gonna.
Sorry, man.
No, it's cool.
It's
like
how
they do
it in different countries. You know, yeah. Like you always think that you can sit there for 3 hours.
It's just funny because they just like turn it off. It's like, hey.
It's like this. The equipment there may not be that good, so maybe that's, you're probably thinking that the equipment went down. But either way, that's very nice.
There were a lot of people that they were like, "Well, why do we have to go see it? We know how the movie ended. It's just, you know, the Titanic on the ship."
Well, it's not about that. Right? No.
That's it.
I mean, yeah, but it's a love story. Either way, it's a love story. But regardless, so she's. I was asking her what's, you know, I like knowing Rondo. I don't hate the movie, but she goes off about how great DiCaprio is and all that. And I like DiCaprio, so I'm not gonna rag on him. But then, what's her name? Kate Winslet, but she plays Rose Dawson, I guess that ends up being it anyway. Whatever.
Yeah, Rose DeWitt.
You know, whatever. She's talking about how great she is. She's a great character. Oh, my God. He's a hero. He will love her. And her friend was there with her. So she jumps in. And I'm trying to, I don't want to argue because it's females and it's a no-win situation, let's be honest.
Of course.
But I threw little tidbits in there. But they're both going at me. Oh, she's fantastic. And oh, my God, I wish I was her. Oh, it's all the crap and garbage. Let me just say something right now about this. Because we had a show about the best villains of all time. And George, we lightly touched base on this a couple weeks ago. We mentioned Hans Gruber, Darth Vader, Joker, whatever. Let me say something right now. The biggest villain in movies is Rose. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm sick of people because I got so frustrated. I don't see how she is not a villain at all. Joker, Darth Vader, Hannibal Lecter, they know what they are. They know they're bad. They own it. Yeah, they own it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Own it.
Rose hides in plain sight, and everybody thinks she's so great. Oh, poor thing. Oh, you know what? Forget about it. And here, I'm going to lay it down here. I'm going to change some people's minds out there, and I'll get George and Mike's opinion afterwards. I'm going to bookend this with the old lady section because that's when we first meet her when she's like 100,000 years old. So they invite her onto the ship. She's already kind of crabby, kind of bitchy, but she's old. Fine. It happens. All they want to know is where is the heart of the ocean? Simple question.
Yeah.
You know, she gives him a little bit of lip. Fine. She's tired. She's crabby. I can buy that. All of a sudden, she starts to need her attention. So she wants to tell this whole freaking story about Jack. And they weren't asking about that. They were asking, where's the heart of the ocean? Have a little courtesy. Fine. She gives him the story. Let's get into it. This Rose character is the biggest biatch ever. Okay? We got her mom, who's just trying to give her a better life. This is in the early 1900s. There's a big disparity between the classes. She found opportunity to live lavishly and all that with a husband, well, potential fiance, of course, that was Billy Zane, who truly cares for Rose. And Rose just spits in her face, is disrespectful, ungrateful, just a complete child.
Yeah, she wanted to kill herself, wanted to jump
off
the boat.
Talk about selfish, and I'll get to that. I'm going to lay it all down. So we heard from her, obviously. She's in the scene having lunch. And here's poor Billy Zane. I know he's not the greatest guy ever. But let's just remember something. Back then, women were supposed to be understood to be subservient. That's what they were. Guys work and all the girls honor the man and, you know, cook, clean. That's how it was. That's all he wanted from her. Nothing wrong with that. People think that's a bad thing. Hey, that's how the roles were, and deal with it or not, or get out. Don't stay in that situation. Number two, she's disrespecting her mom. She's kind of jabbing at Billy Zane, making things even worse, okay? Then there's some poor schmo who names the ship Titanic. And she just disrespects him by saying, oh, the whole Freud thing, this guy's obsession with size and all that. And poor guy. What did he do? Nothing. This girl is a biatch. Disrespectful. Total child. Then, yes, she tries to commit suicide. The most selfish act ever. Poor mom. Poor her loved ones. Fine, we'll let that go. She meets DiCaprio. They fall in love, whatever. Cheats on Billy Zane. I mean, she wants to hang out with the Wolf of Wall Street all she wants. Fine, who am I to say she can't? I get it. It's DiCaprio. Fine. But at least have the courtesy to tell your fiance, hey, this isn't going to work out. And after he just told her when she cares about it, there's nothing he wouldn't do for her and all. He really does love her. Spits in his face. If that was, you know, Gilbert Grape there and on the reverse side cheating on her with her fiance, oh my God, he's the worst guy ever, DiCaprio. But it's Rose, so sure she gets a pass. Bullshit. Total bullshit. Now, all right? We'll get to the famous scene towards the end because obviously now during the ship's gone under, she's on the plank. We've talked about how she made no effort to put Leo on that with her on a piece of wood. No effort.
None.
Don't let go, Jack. Let go of this. This crap. He should have throwing her off.
By the way, there were various shows that proved that he could have fit.
Of course he could have fit. Survived, no she problem. Made no effort. Well, why is she? I don't understand what's the big deal about her. Then, all right, we get towards the end. She gets rescued. She finds the heart of the ocean in her pocket.
True, on the jacket.
Yeah. And she keeps it. No, she's a thief.
She threw it away, actually.
No. Calm down. Yeah, she kept it for like, 3,000. Yeah, she kept it for 100 years she lived. Could have easily sent it back. It wasn't hers.
True.
She kept it. Could have sent it anonymous. She kept it.
What use did she have for it? Because exactly. She tried to sell it. Somebody would have known she tried to sell it.
Exactly. Yeah,
send it back.
Yeah. She kept it in her pocket.
It doesn't belong there. Now she's a thief. Horrible. Then, yeah, we turn back with Bookend where she's not 100 years old again. All these guys and the people who are rightful claim to the heart of the ocean. It's a priceless artifact, apparently. Fine. They're brought onto the ship for one reason. All these resources being used to find this artifact. And what does she do? She throws it away. She throws it in the ocean. What the hell is wrong with her? They're going to keep looking for it. Poor guys. That's all they want to do. And she just throws it off. That's not a care in the world. It doesn't belong to her.
Maybe she's the worst
of all time. Okay, you got her. And then we're throwing Hans Gruber second. As far as I'm concerned. Any women disagree with me? Please.
Hans Gruber is just bad because he's German.
Maybe we should put that as a poll question.
Look, Hans Gruber just put a little coin in his pocket. Nothing wrong with that. That's all I'm saying. But this girl, no reason to act the way she did, and she did. And poor Jack. She let go, basically. And spit in his face. I want people to jump in there. TheRealMentor@gmail.com. I want to know if I'm right or wrong in this situation. Is she even?
I really feel like he's just trolling people right now.
I want to hear people tell me if I'm right.
Maybe we should do a poll question.
She's not a good person. She is not a good person.
Poll question about to see if she's the ultimate villain, yes or no.
I think so. I think so, man. Hiding in plain sight. No one thinks
worse
about
it. Worse than the Joker.
Hey, Joker, he's a funny guy. You know, you can do a little anarchy, you know.
At least you know where they're coming from. They're already villains from the beginning. It's not like the Joker's coming. If the Joker steals,
it's expected.
That's a poll question, by the way.
We'll put it up there. Is Rose
Which
a
story
villain?
In The Dark Knight that Heath Ledger told about how his about his origin was true?
Remember, you know what it really was? It was Rose who sliced him up.
Probably was.
Exactly. He's trying to steal the heart of the ocean.
But am I right?
Toma.
Am I right? That's an interesting question, too.
We'll throw it in there. We'll throw all these in there.
We'll throw those in there.
But I'm done. I'm going to start ranting. I just have to get something out there and kind of vent because I'm just...
Feel better now?
A little bit, actually, yes. So, let's move
feel
on.
Better?
Let's...
Since you mentioned DiCaprio, in that movie. We can make the transition into the Oscars. He actually got his first... he won his first...
Best actor.
Finally, yes. Good for him. We did predict that one.
We did predict that one.
Actually, I think we were George. Because we did the prediction show a couple weeks prior.
We did the show 2 weeks before. It was our episode 6, I believe.
And I think we're at 66%.
66%. That's right. Yes, sir.
We got I got best movie. We got best actor. What do you miss? We got screenplay. We got screenplay.
Director,
best actress. Brie Larson. It would have been a crime. Like I said, it was a crime. She didn't get it. So the only thing we missed was both supporting roles, which I think the guys was hard to predict.
The guys won. It was well.
I know. I really hope Stallone would have won, but
said either Tom Hardy or Sylvester Stallone, and they didn't go anywhere near that. So
no.
And they picked a movie I didn't give a flying crap.
He was good in it though.
Yeah,
he was. I give it. The movie was bland, but he was good. So I'm not hating it.
I'm hating it because I just thought that Tom Hardy was way better.
No, I agree. I would have given it to Stallone.
There were a lot, like I did too. I felt that Stallone got actually robbed, and there were a lot of people that took it. Like Rappaport took it on, he released a video on, Twitter, like a rant. It was a heavy curse rant. And then Schwarzenegger also said something on Twitter. It was a trending thing.
I mean,
it's all subjective. He got nominated before that.
Yeah, it was on our February 21st.
Exactly. And I think, and the best actress was the
one. They do this every year, though, to get people talking about things.
Which I'm fine with. I mean, like I said, I'm a big Oscar. It's the biggest night in movies, and we all love movies, so we obviously want to dedicate some time to that.
I wasn't feeling it.
You didn't see the show, right? No.
George,
you saw it.
Yeah, what
did you think of the show, like, overall?
Overall, the show itself wasn't bad. I thought that they tried to make too much of the fact about the controversy with the white and black and the race, the whole race issue.
Which I think is ridiculous. But I'm not going to get into that.
We try to keep it light here in our podcast.
Yeah, of course.
But, there were some parts that I wish they could have skipped. Some segments that actually did not help at all. So, the show itself wasn't bad, but...
It was okay. Like, Chris Rock, he He was fine. He was way better than when he first came on. But
yeah, he handled the whole
He did. It was a good balance of
the day. I do want to say that I think Ricky Gervais is a lot funnier on the Golden Globes than Chris Rock was.
Oh, no, agreed. There, 100%. Yeah, no doubt. Chris Rock was okay. Like I said, he's a little bit
I saw a couple clips. I didn't watch.
He's at his hands. There's only so much he can do and all that based off his comedy. But he was okay. The show was fine. You know, it took like 8 hours. What else is new? You know, but it was okay. And I was happy to see people win and whatever for the most part.
Staying up to watch the 11 o'clock news? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was past that. It was almost 12.
I thought it was after almost.
It was like 11:30.
Yeah, it was almost up to 12. Yeah. You know, like, and then, you know.
It was funny because earlier on, it was the Mad Max show, for Christ's sake. Mad Max. He won like six awards. All technical stuff.
It won six awards.
Yeah, but it was all technical.
It was all technical, but, you know, whatever. Yeah,
sound editing, sound mixing, you know, production design. You know, makeup and hairstyling, film editing.
Yeah, it only missed, I think,
custom design,
special effects. I think Ex Machina, which kind of surprised me that won it.
Yeah, visual effects, Ex Machina won.
Great movie, but a little weird with that. But either way, it's overall a great show. We're 66%, not bad.
Yeah, we actually did get best director. You know, we got actor in a leading role.
It wasn't
a lot
of surprises.
We got actress, with Brie Larson. Yeah. You know, the one we missed was Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl, but.
None of us had seen that movie.
I'm sure she's great. She's great in Ex Machina. She's like,
yeah, and then Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies, which I thought maybe they should have given
it. Wasn't a great movie,
and maybe they should have given it to Stallone, in my opinion. I thought,
no, I agree. Well, I mean, Hardy.
Tom Hardy, I don't think anybody would have had any beef with that.
No,
it's fine. I said, I'm not like, you know, open arms, okay, whatever. It is what it's an award. Who cares? Ultimately, at the end of the day. You know, they got recognized and I'm fine with that. But let's change gear because obviously those are great movies for the most part. But I know, George, you wanted to touch base on another phenomenal, award ceremony, which we can't be forgotten here, the Razzies.
Yeah, we did talk about the Oscars and the Academy Awards, so we might as well bring out the Razzies too.
Talk about the crappy movies.
Talk about the good, the bad, the stuff that we should avoid and that the people know not to watch.
I think most people know.
Well, wait a minute. I sat through your review of Gods of Egypt.
That's a bad movie. But I mean, again, I have to say, I have no choice but to see them. You do more reviews on YouTube, by the way. You have to see the crappy movies.
You just like that sequel.
Nice.
Yeah,
see, so. Good plug.
Shameless plugs here and there.
Nothing shameless about it, man.
I agree with you. But anyway, there were some of the stuff, like a lot of the Fifty Shades of Grey and Fantastic Four dominated the Razzies.
It was a shocker.
They were like...
Did you see either one of those?
I saw Fantastic Four, but like I downloaded it.
I did too.
It.
I saw the whole thing. I saw it out in Spizzies,
but I did too.
I have to say it lasted 30 minutes. I couldn't even go.
No, I saw the whole thing because I heard that the ending was so ridiculously done. I just wanted to see exactly what they were talking about. And it was horrible. Oh, it's bad. I mean, the movie was it was bland. It was a little too dark. And then, like, I think our mark.
I thought it was filmed dark. That was one of my
beefs. It was. It was
just, was that I thought that the cinematography wasn't good. I mean.
It wasn't a good movie. It wasn't horrible the first hour.
The sound felt off. Again, I watched it in Spizzies, but I saw a clear version of it.
HD?
Yeah. But it wasn't good.
No, it was. Yeah. I mean, the last, 30 minutes of that movie, you can tell that's when they got rid of Josh Trank, the director. And had like two or three guys jump in.
I don't know
there.
That he could have rescued that movie.
No, nobody could rescue that movie.
Yeah,
Superman, Batman couldn't rescue that movie.
They were tied for worst picture. Worst Picture, Fifty Shades of Grey.
I would never see Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah, worst actor, Jamie Dorman for Fifty Shades.
But ladies out there, there is 50 Shades of Jose if anybody's interested. Another shameless plug. But I digress.
This goes with his quote unquote charity.
The Jose for Life Foundation, by the way.
Josh Trank. They get Fantastic Four Worst Director.
Shocker.
Do you think he showed up to accept the award?
That might have been a good question.
I don't think they have a ceremony.
No, they do. They do. I remember, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, where Halle Berry actually showed up. She accepted something good from the Oscars and went to the Razzies or vice versa. And accepted some crappy award that she got for acting. I don't know what movie it was. But
Stallone got a Razzie.
For what?
This year?
Yeah. He got one for the Redeemer Award because he got an all-time Razzie champ award contender for Creed. Since he's always been nominated and he's won a lot of Razzies for bad movies.
This is actually a good award then.
Yeah, this is actually a good award in the Razzies. Like, okay, you were nominated so bad.
I know. I've seen people
actually show up.
I mean, you gotta make fun of yourself. People know that when I make crappy movies. You just know. It's like, this movie is garbage. I'm gonna go have fun with it. I did a bad movie, so be it. Everybody makes bad movies. Every actor's got crap.
Not everybody.
So who? Wait. So what actor has not made a bad movie, or been in a bad movie? I rephrase. See, that's tough. I think everyone's got something.
I think.
Every major actor's got a movie. Like,
everyone has got one
bad movie. Bad. I'm talking about bad. Razzie bad.
What well, not Razzie, Razzie bad, bad but bad.
I'm right. Saying. What bad movie has Leo been in?
The Romeo and Juliet.
That's not horrible.
It's a bad movie though.
It's Baz Luhrmann, but it's not bad. Horrible.
But it's bad. I mean,
look, they got.
What else?
They had Jennifer Lopez for The Boy Next Door.
Look up Jennifer Lopez.
I mean, here's some of the nominees. Here's some of the nominees. They had Worst Picture. They had Pixels. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, Jupiter Ascending.
Paul Blart.
Worst Actor. Yeah, Worst Actor for Johnny Depp for Mordecai.
I heard that was terrible.
The Boy Next Door, J Lo.
I saw like 10 minutes of it.
You know, they had a Hot Tub Time Machine with Chevy Chase. You know, Kevin James for Pixels.
In that movie?
Chevy Chase, yeah.
I didn't see it, but I know he was in the first one. He was the guy who actually fixed the bathtub.
They brought him back for that same thing. He's the repairman. Pixels.
Pixels.
Yeah, the one about the 1980s characters.
Someday I'm gonna watch that movie. I'm a fan of video games. So
I saw it. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's Adam Sandler in that movie.
It's Adam Sandler. Yeah, also, it's all his crew and how
Peter
about
Dinklage
they were
nice.
Yeah,
too.
He is.
What was he thinking?
No, because he's
been in some bad movies.
He plays a character where they used to have like arcade championships. Remember that other 1980s 90s movie where they had the Super Mario Brothers 3. It was called
The Wizard.
The Wizard.
Yeah, with Fred Savage.
Right.
God, my knowledge is vast.
Yeah, see?
But I digress. Go ahead.
No, but they had something like that. You know, they had Peter Dinklage and Adam Sandler. They were like 80s champions, you know, like arcade
video
games champions. And then they send like a VHS somewhere in space. And then the aliens think it's a call of war for everybody. So like they bring down to on
That's
Earth.
That's a horrible premise for a movie.
The premise was actually kind of interesting.
No.
I mean, I thought it was. When I first heard about it, I'm like, why not? It's fun. You know, what products of the 80s, let's be honest.
I'm
going
to try
to
watch it.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying the premise was okay. I'm not saying
Yeah, so that was the premise for the thing. Like, the aliens try to bring down stuff on a thing of war.
Are space invaders in it? Because I'm a big space invader.
I'm not sure. Well, I know it's Donkey Kong.
I'm going to give it. Yeah, they have Donkey Kong, Galaga.
So it's all like Namco stuff, right?
Actually, I don't know. I never saw it. I know, but the previews, it was Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, or whatever.
Yeah, they had Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Galaga, and Centipede. You know, like those were the movies that they use.
Okay, so our crack research team is looking
let's go back to Leo, because I want to see if he's done crappy movies.
Yeah, here, I'll give you some.
Let's see. Let's start. Don't go way too early, because, you know, we'll forgive the youth.
All right, so after Titanic?
No, okay.
Yeah, yeah, well, these are his movies. The Man in the Iron Mask.
Not bad. Mm. Not horrible. Go ahead.
Okay, it's debatable, but fine, go ahead.
Celebrity. The Beach.
The Beach is not a good movie.
Gangs of New York.
Man.
That's a great movie.
Fine, agreed.
Catch Me If You Can.
I love that movie.
Good movie.
The Aviator.
Another good movie.
The Departed.
Great movie,
yeah.
Blood Diamond.
Decent movie.
Yeah. Body of Lies.
Have I seen that?
I don't remember seeing it. I can't say it's bad or not. I don't know.
See, but look, J. Edgar, Inception.
Great.
Django Unchained, The Great Gatsby.
Okay, go back before Titanic for a second. Let's venture back. Lately, he's been on fire. There's no question.
Okay, so that was before Romeo and Juliet.
But he just said one that should be maybe thought about as a not a very good movie.
Which one?
The Great Gatsby.
You know that's what? Yes. You know what? You're right. And that's a recent bad movie he's done. So there we go.
Okay, you got me.
There we go. So like I say, I think everyone has at least
the
one
music
bad
music in that.
Oh, Critters 3 is the only one that he did.
Well, that's way back.
And that's 1991.
That's probably when he's doing Growing Pains and stuff.
He was only 11 years old.
Oh, so he did Growing Pains the whole time.
Yeah.
So, buddy, The Great Gatsby.
Poison Ivy. You know, Poison Ivy. Then,
We're good. Well, that's fine. Well, we like I said, every actor has one
the
quick clunker.
And the Dead. Yeah, The Quick and the Dead.
Some actors have a lot more. Johnny Depp.
Oh, no, yeah. No doubt Johnny about that, yes. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. DiCaprio's been on a roll, so
he's,
I love DiCaprio.
I think, and you and I have discussed this before, but Tom Cruise.
I love Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Leo, pretty rock steady as far
consistent.
As
consistent. I mean, they got clunkers. Yeah. Even Tom Cruise makes a couple of bad movies, but his resume is phenomenal. But
like Clooney's had a lot of bad movies.
He's not good stuff too. We talked about that. We made some good movies. I'm not saying he's he's not the end all be all of actors, but he's
talked about that.
He's okay. So,
but I mean,
come on,
he's never. You know what? He's never.
DiCaprio in that horrible movie about art in World War II. What?
No. Monument Man. He's not. No way.
Nah.
Monument Man or something.
He didn't do that.
That was with the John Goodman, Bill Murray.
Oh, John Goodman's in
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And that was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. See, these guys have never done any like reality TV stuff. You know, so what did you think about
they
that?
They do commercials in Japan, though, dude.
Yeah, I know they do that, but we talked about
how
before.
Why is that, by the way? Speaking of that,
money
kind of relates into our next. Yeah, but why not here? McConaughey does what is it? Buick commercials? What do you do? Or Lincoln?
There's a Lincoln. Right? Yeah. It's
weird, right? Because in Japan, they Brad Pitt does like big time commercials. He's all over the place. Why doesn't he do commercials here?
Maybe he's not offered and they're not paying him enough.
I don't agree.
I mean, he may be
good. He's a great.
He's probably demanding a high. I mean, he's Brad Pitt, you know, so like he might be demanding high salary in Japan. Yeah, to let it go. You know, I mean, it's possible, I guess, but that's an interesting topic. Mike, I'm gonna let you kind of this is your topic here about going back to what George mentioned on the reality TV shows and all that as far as a pop culture. I know you want to kind of bring that up. So, what do you have for us?
Okay, so just a couple things. First of all, I'm not a fan of reality TV, although I do like documentary-style reality TV. I do think that network TV has kind of pushed out the fact that that's why they're not doing great TV anymore, is because it's a lot cheaper to do like 2020 or 60 Minutes or The Bachelor any of those other... You know, crappy. The Amazing Race is another good example of one that
Survivor.
It's the same thing every season. I'm sorry, you can't really change it up too much, right?
No, I agree. I think you're right about that. I think particularly network TV and this reality shows and cable as well, plenty. But
the Kardashians.
Yeah, Kardashians and what's that little girl's name? I forget her name, but whatever. Or Duck Dynasty.
About
But George looked that up. But the issue, I think, the best shows have to be on cable. So I think they invest the time and money on
Honey
that.
Boo Boo, you're talking
Honey
about?
Boo Boo.
Oh,
my
God. But that's gone. I think they pulled
it.
There was a big controversy about that. You know, with Mama June cheating.
But honestly, I think obviously people like it, though. I don't, personally. But people, earlier.
It comes back to the core audience of people that spend money, right?
Yeah.
It's 13-year-old girls. That's what it is. That's who buys all that crap. Everybody says, well, Britney Spears was rich because a lot of people are buying her perfume. I was like, I don't know anybody that buys her perfume.
Teenagers.
You run the demographics, it's 13-year-old girls.
Of course.
Kardashians are huge. Why? 13-year-old girls. Why? What are they teaching our 13-year-old girls that's so valuable? Nothing.
They just like all that, you know. The Kardashians
are
like, that's garbage. Don't get me wrong.
It's teaching kids that girls in particular, that you'll never get anywhere unless you marry a rich guy or a rich athlete. And just go, you know, out there and don't go to school, don't do this, don't do that, but glam up, get plastic surgery, and marry the richest guy you can find, because that's the only way you're going to
have a good
life.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, 13...
I think it's messed up.
It is, but 13... Horrible. The 13 girls to be watching Walking Dead. I'm just joking.
There's plenty. They can watch Once Upon a Time.
Okay. One of George's personal favorites. You know, George is, you know, one, let me not say anything, but, you know, let's not bring him Once Upon a Time.
No, but George, you agree with me on that, right? I mean, I'm not coming out of left field with this, right?
No, you're not. That's why, I mean, just like I said, I was...
Because, I mean, are there good shows on network TV? I don't watch network. I hate network TV.
Yeah, there aren't that many. A lot of the shows have come, you know, to cable and
are
now
watching,
with the moral...
I think Gotham is a pretty good show.
I heard it's okay. The first season was bad.
With Gotham, they said that the
first season's on Netflix. It's very good. Season 2 is even better.
They focused a little bit more on the villains on the second season. So, you know,
But we're talking about, I mean, one or two. I mean, for the most part, like I said, all the good shows are, you know, HBO, Showtime, you know, FX, AMC. TNT's got a couple.
And then that's where there's been a trend.
USA, you know.
There's been a trend about people trying to get away from conventional, you know, like network shows and try to go, you know, movement into alternate sites. You know, like try to go with apps like Netflix, HBO on the go, Amazon Prime, you know, like Hulu Plus. I mean, it's a lot cheaper.
Of course, it's the era of Netflix for that matter, what they've done. And, you know, they have a slew of shows coming out. You don't, at the end of the day, you really don't need cable. You can just get in a couple of these, you know, Hulu, get your Amazon Prime.
Brings us on to this.
Yeah,
you
Netflix.
Know, we talked about House of Cards, you know.
I'm dying to see. I'm a huge fan. I know, Mike, you
saw the first eight episodes.
And how was it? Spoiler-free, of course.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but I'm going to tell you, it's totally worth watching. I burned through eight episodes already with my wife. We both enjoyed it. You know, Kevin Spacey's a fantastic actor.
Oh, of course. He's the Kaiser.
He's great. Robin Wright looks fantastic again.
She's great in the show.
She's excellent on the show. Yeah. The guy that plays Doug Stamper, I can't remember his name, very good. The bald,
skinny
bald guy. Everybody's like Rooney Mara's there.
She is?
Yeah, she's in the show for a few, in a, like a dream sequence type thing. No. I don't want no spoilers, but she's in it.
That was kind of spoilerish, but whatever.
I'm not saying what it is. She's dead on the show. So I'm not really spoiling.
Spoiler alert.
She's already dead. Yeah, if you haven't seen season two, I just blew it.
Oops.
Okay, yeah. So, oops.
No, but the guy from season one, the guy that's in The Strain, the bald guy.
He's
in it too, really? in a dream sequence. I'm telling you, it's a very good show.
No, I'm excited about it. I'll probably, I didn't have time this weekend. It's been a real crappy week, but I'll probably start tomorrow.
We'll talk about it after you watch it.
I'm going to try to catch.
I'm not going to throw any. It takes a left turn about halfway through so far, which is great.
Okay.
Everything they've done is fantastic, and it's really apropos because it's about him campaigning for his second term, so it kind of feeds into what we're going through in this country a little bit about the media, how the media gets involved in dropping things, how the media works as a puppet for the political machines. It's a good show.
And that's like one of the few political shows I actually watch.
Besides actual political shows.
Exactly. It's a real thing. But that's pure entertainment. You know?
It is.
Which we won't get into, obviously. We can talk about that ad nauseum for sure. You know, I want to catch it. And that's a great, for those who haven't seen it, I think that's a show I highly recommend. It looks great, obviously. It's one of the few shows on 4K for those who have those kind of TVs.
There were also a couple other ones that are coming out, like Quantico, the mid-season premiere is coming out March 6th.
Has anybody watched it? Because I haven't
seen it. What is that?
Quantico is that show by Priyanka Chopra, where she goes...
It's where they do, where they train. Quantico is actually where the FBI is, their basic training.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then among the group, there's an FBI thing, and among one of them is a terrorist, and then they try to go back and forth.
The female lead? I don't know
Priyanka
name,
Chopra,
She's
a big actress. She's real big with Bollywood and Indian movies.
It's just like on lines of Once Upon a Time, where it's like a legitimate show.
I'm just saying.
Are you watching it or no?
I saw maybe like the first two episodes. It was okay.
You have too many shows to watch, dude.
Focus. Well, hold up. Did you finish Daredevil, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So if you wanted to
test it. I tested it.
He passed the test. Okay.
Yeah,
I digress. Yours, continue. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just want to be sure.
No, I mean, hey, you know, I try to watch homework, but I can't talk about some of the stuff that you already spoke about, so I got to bring new stuff in.
Whoa. I'm going to warn you right now. You have 3 weeks.
Yes, I know.
Okay? You've been warned.
For Games of Thrones.
To watch Game of Thrones.
No. He's got more time.
I thought it was the other
one. I know, April 20-something.
Yeah, April 20-something.
Yeah, he's got time.
April 20-something.
Forget what I just said.
But you've been warned anyway. You got 5 seasons to catch up, so you got to get out.
Also, Bosch season 1 is Bosch season 2 starts soon.
I know.
So you have stuff to watch.
So then I have to watch Daredevil season 2.
Of course.
That's what, the 18th?
Yeah, the 18th.
Which is a couple weeks. So super excited about that.
And then we have Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, we'll probably dedicate some time to that in the next couple weeks.
Boss season 2 is on the 11th. And then The Americans on FX. You know, Pee-wee's big movie.
Relax. Skip that. Continue.
Empire, which is on the 30th. I watch it.
That's your
show.
What a shocker.
I like the music.
And you know what? I haven't seen it, so I can't speak about it. So I know it's popular. But
I like the music, so... And then Fear the Walking Dead, April.
That was terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, fear watching that show, that's what that is.
I saw the first show and I was
I tried.
I saw the promo and I was like, no way.
It's funny because I had the whole season like recorded to try to catch up on it. You know, like on the DVR.
Right, it's
you
taking up space on your DVR.
Right. And then there were other shows coming out.
Deleted.
And I did. I deleted it. Okay, good. Yeah, I deleted it. So then, you know, for...
erase all recordings.
Couldn't erase Once Upon a Time.
If you have U-verse, you could do that with that.
Yeah, it was for American Horror Story.
Star Wars Rebels, I think, just started back up.
Did it start back up?
Break. Yeah.
Oh, man. I missed it.
So, yeah, it's a good show.
No, it is a good show. Yeah, I like that show a lot. And I think it's funny because speaking of Star Wars, I mean, they had I think we talked about a little footage with episode 8 or whatever.
Yeah,
they had something about Rogue One too, dude. Rogue One. Oh, yeah. Yes, they showed scenes of it too. I guess the board members.
Yeah.
Give them a taste of what. Yeah. Apparently they were. So I think the trailer is going to be dropping pretty soon on that, which I'm kind of curious about because I want to see what the tone of this movie is.
I
want
to see where they go with it.
Exactly. I'm not sure. You know what? I know it's like supposed to be a war movie.
Reading all my stupid Star Wars books again, so I'm weird.
You go back to your canon.
No, what happens is the canon isn't anymore. So it bums me up, and I'm still reading it.
No, I can't read it then. Yeah, gotta focus
on
new stuff.
It's like fanfic, right? I mean,
basically, yeah. But I mean, we'll get into the Rogue One. But I think
that people paid for.
Yeah.
I just think that's totally wrong. By the way, just to, not to kind of bring this topic out of the blue.
That was kind of a left fieldish, but whatever. Right. Let's roll with it. Let's roll with it.
No, but think about it. If they're selling these, they had the Lucasfilm's permission to use the Star Wars name and write these books about Star Wars character and the stamp of approval,
right?
As to what they wanted to do with these characters. Now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's not part of the storyline anymore. So all these people invested money and time and mental energy into enjoying these stories. And they're useless.
I don't know if I see it that way. I mean, I get what you're saying, but you enjoyed the story, so you got your entertainment out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a reader.
But you read the book, and they don't make them bad because it's no longer canon, quote unquote. I mean, I get what they're trying to do. They're rebooting this and whatever. They want to kind of distance themselves from Lucas, which it's a smart thing, and tell a new story and create
Jar Jar Binks, right?
Yeah, and create a new lore. And I'm fine with that. You know what? The books don't change. Then all of a sudden, the book sucks because now it's not canon. Books are still good. You know?
I'm not saying it sucks.
I mean, there was great stuff they could have used. Yes, but as long as they come up with cool stuff,
there's a lot of good material in those.
Oh, there
books.
Is. But if they come up with good stuff, that, you know, moving forward, then who cares? If they come up with crap, then yes, I can see they could have used this book or whatever. So I agree with you there. But for now, I'm okay with it. Like I said, I've read a lot of the books and all, but I'm not gonna know. I'm gonna cry spit milk over it. So at the end of the day,
hey George, is there a UFC fight tonight?
Yes, sir.
There's
that's McGregor. Conor McGregor. Yes, sir.
That guy's awesome, dude.
They had another incident
he's amazing. at the weigh-in. You know, like Dana White and Conor McGregor, they had a fight.
I think the next pay-per-view is WrestleMania, correct? Or is there one more?
They have made one before prior to that. The Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz is tonight.
McGregor, he's a badass.
Nate Diaz
Nate
Diaz's brother, right?
I'm not sure. Well, Nate Diaz,
came from the Ultimate Fighter.
Well, speaking of badass, because actually I want to kind of touch base with something, kind of promote the next couple of weeks what we're going to do here. March Madness is coming out. Of course, I'm a huge fan of that. Who isn't? You know, any excuse to bet, I'm all over it. I have to admit that. I'm a degenerate. So I figure we're going to do it a real mentor style. So what we're going to do is starting next week, we'll do our own tournament. We're going to do a movie badass tournament. So next week, we're going to come out with the participants. We'll rank them. You know, given the, you know, obviously, they'll probably do 32.
Where are these participants going to come from? Is it like me and George and you are going to come up? We're going to all come up with a...
But I think we'll come up with our list, but we encourage people out there on Facebook or obviously via email or whatever to go ahead and give us...
Give
us names.
Give
us names. Who should be on this list? Who are the badasses? And I want to kind of say this. There's no superheroes. No, nothing from science fiction or, you know, fantasy. We're not doing that. We're like legitimate.
Right. No Chewbacca.
Darth Vader and all that. I love him to death. But, you know, we want to keep it kind of more grounded. So we're talking about guys like, you know, Dutch from Predator, William Wallace, John McClane, of course. He's making the list there right now.
We talk about William Wallace. We talk about,
Maximus and Gladiator, for example. Maximus. So a more grounded guy.
Are you going like Tony Montana kind of thing?
You can. I mean, I'm not sure if he's.
You know what? Put his name on the list.
You could. We'll talk about it. We're gonna narrate it down.
Rose is the ultimate villain here.
She's not a badass though. She's just a piece of crap. But she's not a badass. Let's turn it back. But you know, the guy from Lethal Weapon, Martin Riggs, James Bond, whatever. Regular Joe Schmoes for the most part. So we're gonna create a list.
Wow. So like, you know? Mel Gibson, you already mentioned two characters.
He's a badass character. So I mean, it is what it is. You know.
So what about if he has to face himself?
Well, we'll talk about it. You know, we'll probably do a as we go through the tournament, we'll whittle those down to obviously in Final Four. We'll obviously get our thoughts on as far as who should advance, and we'll ask people out there to go ahead and give us who you think they should advance as well.
Now, the conditions on this, would this be on movie sales? Like, who had done, like, what?
No. It's like a fantasy thing.
It's going to be our own voting.
Exactly. Like, let's say, like,
so what's going to happen is we're going to say, okay, there's a badass show off between, I don't know,
John McClane and Martin Riggs from Lethal Weapon.
Let's just say, hypothetically speaking.
Who would win?
You'd say, I think Martin Riggs is
winning. Exactly. And why?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's a third vote.
Yeah. So we would have to build down the, like, characteristics.
Yeah, like, we'll talk about,
these guys better.
Exactly. What they've done.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Like, what makes him a badass? Why would he win? Because this guy's done X. So I've done something similar before, and we did, when we chose, when we were going down, the participants were saying, well, how high would they climb up Nakatomi Tower? How far would they get? You know, John McClane makes it to the top. Who wants to get to the top of Nakatomi Tower? Who makes it? Who gets whittled down floor 15? That kind of thing. Or someone like...
Yippee-ki-yay,
you know, I got a face that'll make it far on the list because I love the guy. But someone like Dutch, this guy took down the Predator single-handedly.
Right.
That kind of thing. That makes him stand up to somebody else. Exactly. So again, you know, Jason Bourne, could he do that?
Right.
No, he's not beating Dutch. So we'll talk about that.
Mean,
we'll
how would martial artists do, though? Because, I mean, you got Bruce Lee.
We will have a couple martial artists. But Bruce Lee doesn't. It has to be a character that he's done. So we got to pick. Right. You can't just say Mel Gibson and Bruce Willis. It's got to be a character that he's done.
Because Bruce Lee's done some people in Terror of Dragon, course. Whatever.
And we will include someone like him, absolutely.
Right, but you have to get his character name.
Exactly.
Okay. You can't say Bruce Lee.
Exactly.
You can say, hey, I want to put Samuel L. Jackson in that.
No.
You
know,
that,
yeah, no, okay. I understand what you're saying. No, but, I mean, this is good to know, like, criteria.
Of course.
As people, we don't nominate actors.
We're not the actors.
We're talking about the actual. Their names only.
The character himself. And
make
what,
sure you guys.
I don't want you to nominate Benjamin Button.
Okay.
I think it was leaning more towards Forrest Gump myself, but I don't know. I'm just saying. A box of chocolates. That makes him badass right there, dude. He ran across back and forth 8 times in the country.
Yeah, man, he could technically.
He had a big beard.
You know, he put up with Jenny, another villain. But I want to get to that. Yeah, he deserves a little respect.
Maybe you could give us a rant on Jenny.
Yeah. Oh God, Jenny. That's my Jenny. But we'll come with the list. We're going to start next week. We'll have the participants ready. So we all got a little homework to do. Everyone out there, give us names, who you want to see, who you think deserves to be on this badass list. 32 participants. We're not doing 64. It's a bit much. And then weekly, we'll narrow it down until we get to the final four and crown the ultimate movie badass. So I'm excited about that. We'll have fun with that moving forward and all that. George, I can get to you. I know, Mike, you said you watched, obviously, House of Cards. George, are you watching anything new now?
Well, I mean, we had it during our pre-production meeting, mm-hmm. know, like, that we usually try to have before these shows. Just mentioning that I saw Bosch, you know, I saw the first episode of Bosch, which I thought it was, you know, very good. You know, the acting.
Yeah, I know,
you
know, Mike is pushing for that show big time.
No, man, you
know. No, I want to see it. I do
like
want to see
it. He put it out there.
Here's what I have to say about that. I'm a huge fan of the writer, Michael Connelly, who wrote the property. He's very good. It's excellent. He's also written, just so you know, he wrote The Lincoln Lawyer that Matthew McConaughey was in. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Yeah.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah, agreed.
He's also written a Clint Eastwood movie, too, which escapes me. But he's done that stuff, and this is his first foray into television. Okay. So
yeah, Titus, wow. Welliver,
the crack research team.
Yeah, you know,
taking care of business.
He's
like
that
it,
guy from that thing. Just
that
like
guy, that guy from that movie. Yeah, that guy. Yes, exactly.
No, I mean,
I'm gonna catch it. I'm gonna make a point to watch.
He's done movies
it.
Like Argo. He's done The Town. He's done Gone Baby Gone.
You know who he is.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He was in Suits.
That's pretty good.
You know,
he was in The Good Wife, I think.
Yeah, he was also in Red 2. You know, Argo.
Whoa, okay, you can skip that one.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Grimm. He was on CSI.
I liked Red, by the way, the first Red.
The first was okay, but the second one's terrible.
Yeah, you know, so he was on Sons of Anarchy, by the way. He plays that Jimmy O'Fallon character.
Oh, I didn't know that was him. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a good resume.
You have a picture of him. Show him the picture. He'll know who he is.
Yeah, when I see him. Oh, that guy. Oh, that guy from that thing. Yes, I know exactly.
Am I right about that guy?
That's
the guy.
Yes,
you see? There's a couple people that you're like, oh,
he,
yeah.
He is that guy. Yeah, he's done like 1,000 movies.
Wow. Funny tidbit. His birthday is the same as mine, March 12th.
See, it's kismet.
Wow, how impressive.
Hey, I'm just saying, bro.
Wait, was that really worth mentioning?
Armando, your birthday's coming up.
And if there's someone important, like mine's Michael Jordan's, that's worth mentioning.
I don't share a birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know,
well, I think people should share a birthday with you.
Huh?
That's what it is.
People will say they share a birthday with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mike Rose. I mean, come on.
It's no, you know, Michael Jordan or Jim Brown. I mean, they're none of those.
You got Jim Brown?
No, you got Jim Brown.
And Michael Jordan?
And Michael Jordan.
That figures. Yeah, greatness follows greatness. What can I tell you? So anyway, let's end the show off here with a retro look as we always do. You know what? I actually tried to find something 20, 25 years ago, and I couldn't find not one decent movie that was released the first week of March.
Wow.
Not one that was even worth talking. Not even a bad one. Just crap. Like,
what
movies not worth mentioning.
25 years ago? What is that?
92. 91. Sorry, 91. I got my math off. Yeah. So I searched back as far as I could, and I finally found one. The first week of March, more or less. 1986. But this movie is worth talking about. I love this movie. Lethal Weapon. Danny Glover, Mel Gibson, who being the badass list. But that movie is great. One of the best buddy cop movies. Yeah, that movie's awesome. The chemistry between those guys is fantastic. I think, who was that crazy guy who was in the bag of the villain? Jesus. I can't forget his name. I want to say Nick Nolte, but it's not.
No, it's not.
The other crazy blonde hair guy. Well, I think about it. But that's a fantastic, fantastic. And it spawned, like, obviously, 4 or 5 sequels, whatever the case. And I love Lethal Weapon 2. But the first one is always the best one.
Yeah.
It was the greatest one. Great. That's what all time great.
I'm not. Even a Danny Glover guy.
I'm not.
Was a good,
but he was fun. I'm too old for this, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Great lines. Nice. He's fantastic. That movie's great. It's one of the all time great action flicks. Anybody who hasn't seen it, which shocked me, the young folks out there, put the movie on. That's a legit buddy cop movie. As good as it gets, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think there's any. Is there a better buddy cop movie? I don't think there is. I don't think there is. And George, don't say Rush Hour.
I was just gonna say, George, don't say Rush Hour.
We're gonna save your ridicule right now, but just, you know, proactively getting it from you.
No, I was gonna tell you.
What was that one with Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy? Is a good movie.
48 Hours, yes, yeah. Good. Yeah, no, great, but it's not as good as The Weapon, I would say.
No, probably not.
And then I still can't think of that guy's name, that played the villain in The Weapon 2. I mean, The Weapon. I'm sorry, God, he's a crazy guy. Either way, so whatever. What our research team looks that up. That's all the time we have for today. We don't want to run too long and all that. Of course, next week, give us all your inputs for the Badass Tournament. We'll start that next week. At least we'll have the list generated next week, and then we'll move forward and as far as narrowing down to the biggest badass.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, thank you. Yeah, I know that crazy guy. Guy's nuts. Yeah, and he plays a nutcase in the movie.
He had a horrible head injury, right?
Yeah, which explains everything.
Riding his motorcycle without a helmet.
That's right, yeah.
Genius.
Well, he's not the most sane guy, but he's a whack job. But either way, Mike, where can people find you out there, man?
I'm where I always am. I'm on Facebook. You can see me at the Real Mentors Facebook page, where I'm there. I'm one of the bosses of that page. I'm also on Xbox Live. I'm Ultimo Mike Rose. Send me a friend request. I will accept it. My wife's website, girlslife.com, GIRLZLYFE.com. We're selling green beer socks right now for St. Patrick's
Day.
Crazy.
Yeah, you last week.
I just had to reorder. We're doing so well.
Nice. Good for you. Congrats. Excellent. Okay. Good. Excellent. Awesome. George, what about you?
No, I mean, they can find, you know, like myself, they can find us at Facebook, also on The Real Mentors. They can find me on YouTube with The Real Correspondent. I have a PS4, but we'll talk about that later on. There's a couple games coming
Congratulations,
out.
Congratulations, you got a PS4. It's good for you.
No, man, there's a couple games coming out that we're talking about. You know,
The Division.
We'll make some time next week to talk a little bit.
The Division's coming out on the 8th.
Jose and me played The Division. We played the
open beta. Yeah, the beta. Yeah,
I played it too, though, so that's why we're excited about that.
We can branch out and talk a little about that next week. We'll make some time for that. No problem with that.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple guys out there for that.
Okay.
Just that.
Oh, great. Well, myself, you can find me the latest and greatest reviews on my YouTube channel, The Real Mentor. Again, send us all your requests for badasses at realmentor@gmail.com, Facebook, and all that. Like us on iTunes. We appreciate all your support. We'll see you guys next week.